Now, David takes a look at the possibility of depression being a signal that there is a life issue to look at and resolve.
Appropriate depression, you know, if you've been following a faulty pathway and eventually fail, the depression is merely as a warning signal that this lifestyle is not going to work. So depression, you might say, has a positive upside. And you might say prisons are full of people who fail to go through that, the pain of depression, to see that this lifestyle is leading me to perpetual imprisonment and a loss of all the values that we hold dear in our lifetime. For the average person, that would be sufficient. But what seems to be something lacking in them, that a negative feeling like that is not a warning signal and doesn't bring about a modification. So you can say depression is clinically very useful because it teaches you this lifestyle is futile and will lead to endless defeat. In other words, try to see what is it trying to say to us about our life and how can we utilize that in some kind of a positive way. And if you just let go resisting it, the depression will eventually lead you to the source of the depression. And then when you look at that, you'll see what's wrong in that picture that led you into this in the first place. You've been futilely looking for happiness in the wrong places over and over again. And the human psyche tends to do that too. It goes back to the same place that it failed before, hoping for a different result. There's a saying about that. Foolishness is doing the same thing over and over again, only hoping for a different result. You've always lost money at the casino, so you're back at the casino again, hoping for a different result. So I remember losing my interest in gambling at a young age. There were slot machines at the American Legion Post, and my father told me these were set, I think, 30-60 or 30-70 or something like that. But you automatically lose 30%. I said, you automatically lose 30%? He says, yes, the machine is set that way. I never gambled after that. You're guaranteed to lose 30% right off in the beginning. Yeah. That doesn't discourage the chronic gambler, does it? The machine is set. You're automatically going to lose it. It's set in the machine that you have to lose. How can they go back in the same casino? That is a total madness. That is more mad than any other madness. Okay, they're being more boring than saying they're losing your money. It's really a fault of the human psyche and the human brain, because anything that triggers the pleasure center in the brain will tend to repeat itself. So it's almost accidental what triggers that pleasure in a specific person's brain. There's certainly genetic components, and you'll find that certain things are genetically related in families, and in fact, in whole societies, there's a genetic coordination. So you might say it's almost accidental to some degree to fall into something that is surprisingly pleasurable and then find naturally you want to repeat it. The human psyche sets you up to constantly go back to the source of pleasure. Now, if happily, the greatest source of pleasure was the lovingness of a family, the lovingness of other human beings, then that will be, of course, lead to a successful life. So one thing about being in prison is you're of no use to anybody else in the world. And a person brought up in a certain way would feel depressed that they're not being anything to anybody. They have no relationships that are meaningful, etc. So it's partly genetic brain chemistry. So if we haven't gotten into serious trouble in any of these areas, we could be thankful to God that somehow we've inherited a brain chemistry that's not prone to that. But if you see depression and addiction tend to run in families, families that are prone to depression are also prone to addiction. There are certain subjective sensory emotional feedback from the brain. So what you're really addicted to are the enzymes in your own brain. You're really addicted to your own brain function. When you think you're addicted to something outside, it's not outside. What you're addicted to is something that goes on in your own brain. That's a nice thing to think about when you're fighting an addiction. You think, well, I'm fighting that out there, or not fighting that out there. What you're fighting is your own brain. You can go and look at the mirror and thump on your brain and say, help, 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 help. I'm addicted to what goes on in my brain, the physiology. So what you're really addicted to is your own brain chemistry. There's a certain liberation in realizing that, and also a certain dismay. On the other hand, it also tells you there are other ways out of it. So antidepressants are very effective and therapeutic. It's better to take an antidepressant than to go out and get drunk and kill yourself and your family and jump off the Brooklyn Bridge. Because we gave the fact that the brain chemistry is independent of truth and reality, and therefore it can be very misleading. And people who live right in the middle of spiritual reality and religious truth themselves notoriously get hooked off into addictions also.